Dean Richards with entertainment news and news about a big TV reunion. Good morning, Dean.
I'm so excited about this because everybody loves Raymond. Has always been one of my favorite sitcoms ever since, from it first went on the air. And just got funnier and funnier and funnier. And we got to know the cast and Phil Rosenthal, who we now know from his own travel and cooking show. But at the time, he was the executive producer of Everybody Loves Raymond. And when they brought the reruns here to WGN-TV, we went out to California and spent some time on the set and got to know the cast of the show. And now they're going to do a reunion, it was announced. This year will be the 30th anniversary, believe it or not, of when it debuted. And Ray Romano and the show creator, Phil Rosenthal, will host this special, which will include Patricia Heaton, played Deborah, Ray's wife, Brad Garrett. Special guests will be on the show. They're going to do special tributes to the late Doris Roberts and Peter Boyle, who are so hilariously funny on the show. It will be on CBS the Monday before Thanksgiving. Can't wait for that. And I'm sure we'll be talking to some of the stars to help promote it as we get a little closer to it.
Music fans, many excited about an NSYNC reunion.
Yeah, this is looks like it's going to happen. Four of the five guys in NSYNC, guess which one is missing, have been in talks for a 30th anniversary of the group. Everyone is in so far except Justin Timberlake, doing okay by himself right now. But also, a couple of months ago, he announced that he was diagnosed with Lyme disease. So he is still dealing with that. But the promoters of the show say that they still think that it'd be sellouts all over the country. I agree, even without Justin Timberlake. So I look forward to that taking place.
Talking about reunions and things returning, talk about Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, this is, it was one of the favorites on PBS for years. If you remember, LeVar Burton was the host of Reading Rainbow and, brought so much awareness to the whole subject through the years. And now it looks like it's going to be back. It definitely is going to be back, but with a new host this time. Reading Rainbow's new host is going to be Michael Thritz. He is an online guy. Of course, everybody is an online guy these days. He is known as Michael the Librarian, and it's going to be not on PBS this time. It'll actually begin on YouTube, as everything else is these days, this coming Saturday is when it debuts. But the original Reading Rainbow aired from 1983 all the way to 2006. And a lot of people say, their interest in reading came from LeVar Burton and this wonderful PBS series.
Yeah, that reminds me. I was thinking of these British productions, and people keep saying that BritBox is a good, I guess it's a streaming channel. I don't know, but I'm thinking of maybe getting that, although my streaming bill is big enough right at the moment. But
right, remember when it was a big deal just to decide whether I should get basic cable or
yeah,
a couple of premium channels on there? Now you can't even keep track of what is streaming where these days.
Yeah, I can't remember. My wife will say, hey, let's watch so-and-so tonight, this series, and I have no idea where it is.
Too many choices. That's why my TV only gets WGN.
Dean Richards, Employee of the Week again. Will Dean, a lot of people are going to be talking about Bad Bunny this weekend, aren't they?
Very definitely, for a number of reasons. Bad Bunny is the Latin superstar, Latin rapper superstar, one of the hottest artists in the world at the moment. He was chosen to do the Super Bowl halftime show. And that will be one of the few, if only, appearances that he makes in the United States, because he has said that he does not want to tour in America because he is in fear of immigration agents hassling his fans and coming to the shows, taking people away. Now it looks as though ICE will be coming to the Super Bowl, where he will be performing for that very reason. Homeland Security aide Corey Lewandowski said in a podcast yesterday that they will be going to the Super Bowl, and they will enforce immigration laws just like they would anywhere else. It's going to take place in California, which is interesting because they have passed a law banning law enforcement officers from wearing masks, and they require them to display their identification, which has not been the case with a lot of ICE officials around the country in different parts. What people are going to be talking about more immediately for Bad Bunny is he's going to be the host on Saturday Night Live this coming weekend. He is he's actually very funny as an actor. He's been on the show before as a musical guest, but this time he's going to be the host of the show. And Doja Cat is going to be the musical guest for their 51st season. I can't even believe that it's that number of years for Saturday Night Live. I remember so clearly when this crazy little show debuted, and you know, it was like every Saturday you had to stop what you were doing so you could watch this crazy show.
Yeah, even before you could record it. Hey, I like that Doja Cat, by the way. My kids turned me on to Doja Cat.
Look at you.
I'm a fan.
Look at you hanging with the Doja Cat.
We were talking about reunions, and there's a reunion in France that you need to tell us about.
Yeah, this is very interesting. It's a little bit ironic that Paris was in Paris, Paris Jackson, Michael Jackson's daughter, and Fashion Week is going on. They're like, I need to tell Bob that Fashion Week is going on. Paris Jackson met up with her aunt, Janet Jackson, who was there. Significant because over the past year or so, there's been a lot of talk about friction between the two, that they did not get along. If you look at the pictures, it's anything but friction. These pictures are very happy and very loving. Janet Jackson posted some of the photos on her Instagram with the caption, "So good catching up with my beautiful niece." So nice to see that they are apparently getting along and happy to see each other and
living happily ever after.
Yeah, spending tremendous amounts of money on clothing at fashion.
Let's get into your interview with Emma Thompson.
Yeah, this is one of our favorite actresses. We've talked with her many times through the years. She's got a brand new movie that is actually in theaters already. It's in theaters now, and it is a white knuckler. You like a good white knuckler. I can't recommend Dead of Winter enough to you. It's about a woman who is in a woman in Minnesota during one of these horrible blizzards that they have there. She stops at a remote cabin to get directions and sees some things that she shouldn't have seen. And that sets off all the action in this film. It is a tremendous movie that is getting all kinds of Oscar buzz around it right now. And we talked with Emma Thompson. She shared some of her thoughts about the upcoming award season.
Award season kind of, it seemed to me, became so long and convoluted and endless. And I experienced it, I think, one year, and I just thought, do you know what? I don't think this is doing us any good. I don't think that people are enjoying themselves. I don't think that this is terribly encouraging. I think it's a bit of a grind, and I'm not sure what it's doing for the industry. this is what I would do. I would say you're only allowed to give awards to young people who are just starting, because they're the ones who need encouragement. You know, the rest of us can just get on with it, and we should be so lucky that we should be working, you know? I mean, having said that, if I ever get nominated for anything ever again, I'll be pathetically grateful and show up in the biggest frock I can find.
I love that. This movie is Dead of Winter. It's the name of it. It's in theaters, select theaters right now. But really, really, if you love suspenseful mysteries, it doesn't get much better than this one. So highly recommending that.
Dean Richards, he covers it all from Emma Thompson to Doja Cat.
I'm going to try to make this a goal from now on. To only interview people with English accents. It classes up the show so much, doesn't it?
No kidding.
Yeah. Even if I'm going to talk to somebody from Wisconsin, I'm going to ask them to speak in an English accent because it just sounds so much better.
Cheerio. Talk to you tomorrow.
Pip, pip.